If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The big news story, 18 years ago today, the Tinley Park murders. It happened on a Saturday morning in a strip mall at the Lane Bryant clothing store. Five women were killed. A sixth was wounded and survived. There's a documentary about the Tinley Park murders. Charlie Min has put it together. He joins us now to talk about it. Charlie, good morning. Is this still an open case? What do the Tinley Park police say about this?
Well, they don't talk to me. They don't talk to many media outlets. I believe they're afraid to get so many more leaks, and that would probably take them down a road that they don't want to go down, because a lot of the leaks do not pan out. I actually got an email to that effect when I told them that I used to be a producer for America's Most Wanted. They told me that that program actually led them down basically a wrong lane of just researching too much stuff. So this is a tough one when the leading agency for this investigation is not cooperating, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, because we've heard many, many stories where, for example, the FBI wants to get as much information to the public as possible so they can solve a case. Does this make any sense to you?
Zero. I do blame them for this thing not being solved at Tinley Park PD. And when have you ever heard of an unsolved mass shooting, Bob? Like, ever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there. Now, one person survived the shooting. Did she talk to you?
No, I've been having a dog of a time trying to reach her. I do believe I have her name. I did communicate with her ex-husband, who was not much help because they got a divorce before the shooting, so he hadn't talked to her in 20 years. I have talked to people that do know her. One of them is in the movie, a co-worker from the Lane Bryant, and she doesn't believe, knowing her personality, that she would be in on something like this, because some people have raised that possibility, because why would everyone get shot point blank in the head and die, and she suffers a graze wound in the neck. Now, I'm certainly not saying that she was in on it. I'm just telling you this is what people are saying. I believe she needs to be re-interviewed if she hasn't been already. It'd be great if she would talk to me and talk in the movie without giving her name or even showing her face, because I think that could stir thoughts and ideas, and ultimately social media will solve this case, not Tinley Park PD.
The gunman was posing as a delivery man. What are the motives that have been talked about here?
Well, that's just it. I don't know why he posed as a delivery person when anyone can walk into the store after 10 a.m. when it opened. And he walked in slightly after 10 o'clock, for whatever the reason, posed as a delivery person, and then brandished a handgun and forced ultimately six women to the back room and tied them up with duct tape and started really abusing all of them before eventually shooting them. A 911 call was placed by a heroic manager, Rhoda McFarlane. So we talk about all that in the documentary, and for more information, people can go on the website, thetinley5.com, and that's the number five.
You reenact the crime, and is your goal here to generate leads? Do you do much speculating in your documentary about why this happened and who may be responsible?
Yeah, we gave a lot of theories in the documentary, but we cannot, trust me, Bob, we had so many people hit up the website, like I said, thetinley5.com, and tell us who they think did it. We got so many sketches, but we cannot put that in the film legally, because unless we know for a fact that it has credence and merit, because if it's not the killer, then we're liable. So we have to be very, very careful and tread water, if you will, on what we put into the documentary and what we leave out.
Is there still a reward offered by the Tinley Park police?
Yes, it's $100,000. Six digits is a lot. I mean, usually that only goes for FBI top 10. But the reward money is $100,000, and $50,000 of that came from Charming Shops, which is the parent company to Lane Bryant. I'm very disappointed in Lane Bryant. They did not have any cameras inside the store. And this is a store that was pretty new. It opened in 2005, and for whatever the reason, they didn't protect the people working there by not having cameras, which I think is pathetic.
As we reported on our newscast earlier this morning, you can actually call a special number, and you can hear a voice connected to the crime. Tell us about that. What's that all about?
Are you talking about the 911 call that was made?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was made by Rhoda McFarland, as I mentioned earlier. She was she managed to call the police. And one thing we talk about in the film is if you listen to that 911 call, the call was rerouted. And unfortunately, that lost a few seconds. I don't know why it just didn't go directly to Tinley Park. They had to reroute the call. And as a result, that might have been the difference between the killer getting caught or not, because police took, I would say, about a minute to get to the Lane Bryant because they were responding to another call across the parking lot, 200 yards away at a Target. And we interviewed the first paramedic on the scene, and he had his sirens going for the Target, not the Lane Bryant, but for the Target. The killer heard those sirens, and I believe he thought those sirens were meant for him. Mm-hmm. And he ended up shooting all six women. And right around that same time, Rhoda made that 911 call. So it was a perfect storm. Unfortunately, the stars aligned the wrong way.
You can get more on that on the Tinley Park Police Department's website. And Charlie Min's movie, let's tell you where and how you can see that. All the information is at the Tinley5.com. That's the number 5. And the movie will be debuting February 13th at the AMC River East near Navy Pier and the AMC Crestwood Theater in the southwest suburbs. Now, you were supposed to talk or show a clip or something at a high school in Tinley Park. What happened?
Well, I was booked, Bob, and then all of a sudden I was lied to. They decided not to go ahead with it. I don't know if they got cold feet. It's gutless and soft, in my opinion, for the principals not to keep their word. I just think that one should keep their word, and this is the problem. This is why this won't get solved, probably, is because we need more awareness. And we have leaders of a school booking me to go in, and then they unbook me. That's exactly what happened. I didn't do anything. Mm. They booked me, and all of a sudden, they changed their mind. Basically, they deceived me and lied to me and manipulated me. So in the future, just you don't have to book me. I mean, just don't waste my time. And this was a valuable learning experience for the students that the so-called leaders of the school didn't follow through on. That's exactly what happened. Anything else I tell you would be a lie on my part. That's exactly what happened.
Look for the documentary, The Tinley Park Five. Charlie Min, thank you. And hopefully this will generate leads. It would be nice after all these years, 18 years today. Talk to you again. Keep us posted.
Thanks, Bob.